Good morning, brothers and sisters. Next year is a very special year. Because next year is the 500th anniversary of Reformation Day, regardless of the denomination we belong to. It's a very important date. Because it's because of the Reformation that we understand the Bible more. 500 years ago, there was a man called Martin Luther. And he noticed that the Roman Catholic Church at that time had a lot of practices that were not according to the Bible. For example, they say that someone living can pray for someone dead. And they think that as long as the dead person hasn't gone to heaven yet, they think that those who are living can keep praying for them until they get to heaven. The Roman Catholics also said, they also said that the more the living relatives donate to the church, the faster the dead soul will get to heaven. Of course, we know the Bible doesn't teach that. But at that time, the Roman Catholic Church was full of unbiblical teachings. 500 years later, a lot of things have changed. And even the Roman Catholic Church has changed quite a bit. And when we are asked what's the difference between Christianity and Roman Catholicism, people often mention that the Catholic Church believes in purgatory and we don't. And that's true. But they also believe in a pope, don't they? A lot of the time we say that Christianity is different because we believe in being saved by faith and responding to God in faith. And we say that Roman Catholicism believes in salvation by works. Can I tell you a secret? That's not
true.
Roman Catholicism also believes that we are saved by faith. But that does not mean that Christianity and Roman Catholicism are exactly the same. Because to this day, the Roman Catholic Church deifies Maria or Mary. And if you were to ask a normal Roman Catholic,
or ordinary
Roman Catholic, you might ask them how they believe a person can be saved. And he might say, you have to do good works. You do good works, you go to heaven. Of course, if an ordinary Christian says that, it is not always true that their entire church believes that. Actually, if you ask an ordinary Christian, some of us might say that too. Right? If we grab an ordinary Christian, and we ask him how we are saved, some people might say it's because we do good work. We go to heaven because of the good works we do. The more good works you do, the better the chances at going to heaven.
其实咱无法能安尼信。
But that's not what we believe in.
因为圣经明明解咱讲。
Because the Bible clearly tells us.
一个人得救是靠着上帝恩典。
That a man is saved only by the grace of God.
靠着上帝的信实。
Only by His faithfulness.
人也是要用信来回应。
And we respond by faith.
好，咱讲说一个人得救是为着上帝恩典。
If we say that a man is saved by God's grace, there are two possible problems that come up. The first problem is that some people might question the fact that since all their sins are forgiven, they can just keep sinning. Since I'm going to be saved by grace, then I can just keep sinning. And this is a problem that was already mentioned by Paul in Romans chapter 6.
Paul said
that some people might think this way. Since I am saved by grace, shall I then continue in sin? But the Bible tells us that even though we are saved by God's grace, that means we shouldn't keep sinning. Because we will no longer have anything to do with sin.
Paul said, we are dead to sin.
We would be dead to sin.
And
someone who is dead to sin cannot keep sinning.
So Paul said, even though we are dead to sin,
So when Paul says that we are saved by grace, it means that we are to stop sinning, not continue to sin.
But
there's another potential problem.
And
that is, some people would say that since I am saved by grace,
since it's not
by works, then I shouldn't do good works anymore, should I? Have any of us ever thought that way? I don't know what you mean by that. You just quietly sit there. Have I ever thought that? Have we ever thought that way? Since I am already saved by the grace of God, maybe I don't need to do good works anymore. And this is a problem that is addressed in James chapter 2. When you look at verse 14 of chapter 2,
he says, "My brothers,那有人讲自己有信心，却无 有行为，有什么益处呢
？Verse 14, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?
咱对记录新约会作者和因社会投资教会是有原因的。
We have to remember that the New Testament authors wrote these letters to churches for a reason.
因为因提高在教会咧问的问题讲。
And they were addressing the problems that the churches faced.It's not that they wrote a letter because they had nothing to do one afternoon. It's not that Paul was complaining about the Wi-Fi in prison. And since he didn't have a cell phone or any means of communication, he just wrote a letter. He had nothing better to do.That's not the case. These authors wrote to the churches because they heard of certain problems the churches were facing. And these New Testament authors heard these questions that were being asked. And since they could not visit in person, they pastored through their letters.They wrote these letters to pastor these churches.
So we don't have to ask Paul, if he says, in Philippians, he also says, I hear that your church has two places, it's not good.
So let us not wonder when we see, for example, in the book of Philippians, that Paul was mentioning two sisters in church who are fighting. He even mentioned them by name.
He says, Yudia, Syntykia.
He said, Yudia and Syntykia.
我听说恁两个人咧无好势呢。
I have heard that there is wrong between you.
啊，恁两个就去和好咯。
And you ought to agree in the Lord.
上款伊写回头哥林多这个教会的时阵。
In the same way, when he wrote the Corinthian church.
也是个哥林多教会。
He also told them.
我听说有一个会友是有犯奸淫啊。
He told them that there are those among you who commit adultery.
我阁是听得一个个是甲。因老爸娶的个某，佫犯奸淫。
And one of them even does it with his father's wife.
所以新约的作者因写批个，其实是要提高因怀教会所拄到的问题。
And we see that when the New Testament authors were writing, they were actually addressing the problems of the church.
相反，雅各写这张批的时阵
，In the same way, when James wrote this letter,
伊写这张批是因为伊要答回。
He wrote this letter in response to the questions the Christians were asking.
刚才也是有听说，听讲有的信徒咧想啊，我既然靠上帝恩典得救，我都无需要有好行为咯。
And maybe he is saying this because he's heard of Christians who are saying that they don't need to do good works since they're already saved.
咱来看第十四节。
We look at verse 14.
伊讲说，我的兄弟啊，那有人讲。
It says, what use is it, my brethren? If someone says, maybe James has heard that someone was saying.
So, Jacob is saying, ah, if someone is saying,
and so he's saying, my brethren, if someone says, so and so, I have an answer. If you have faith but not works, can faith save him?
其实，咱来看第十九节讲。
When you look at verse 19,
雅各佫是用一个较重的话呢。
James here says very sternly.
咱来看第十九节。
Verse 19 says.
伊讲恁信上帝只有一位。
You believe that God is one.
这个是无唔对。
You do well.
但是恁对起咧嫌鬼也是安尼信呢。
The demons also believe and shudder.
伊讲这句话的原因是啥物呢？
Why would he say something like that?
It
is because he knows that a lot of us believe based on what we think. It seems as if we are believing one way and acting another way. James is actually mentioning two kinds of faith. The faith that is only in the mind.
这款的信是有行为的。
And the faith that shows itself in works.
各一项咯。
And also,
咱是无法能讲说雅各是相信一个人靠着好行为才有通得救的。
We also cannot claim that James said people are saved by works.
为什么乃安尼讲呢
？Why?
咱来看一节圣经
章。Let's look at this verse.
咱看圣经记第九章第六节。
Let us look at Deuteronomy verse 9, chapter 9, verse 6.
这个是摩西。
This was something spoken to the Israelites after they'd been led out of Egypt by Moses.
Moses 安尼对因讲，伊讲，恁就知影耶和华你的上帝将这个米地赐予恁为业，并唔是因为你的义。
Know then, it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stubborn people. Moses mentioned clearly to them that they were given this good land, not because they were good people, not because they were righteous with good works. Actually,Moses was telling them that the Israelites were a very stubborn people.
Or stiff-necked.
They're stiff-necked. Why would Moses use that word? Now we have to understand.We have to understand that we are using different languages to express the same concept. In Chinese, we say that if someone has sinned,
看到一个人犯罪，一个人呐看到伊家己有犯罪，伊要改咯。
And if the person sees that he himself has sinned and he wants to change,
伊讲，咱就是讲说，这个人是要悔改，兼是。
We would say that he is repentant.
伊本身看到伊创的唔对。
He has seen his own wrong.
有可能有后悔。
And he has regret.
伊后悔了，伊就开始改变。
And after his regret, he wants to improve and change.
所以咱讲，这个人是要悔改咯。
And so we use the word repent.
所以，这个人看到伊有错唔对，伊后悔了，后悔了就有改变。
And this person sees his wrong, regrets it, and changes.
但是犹太人因无安尼讲。
But that's not what the Jews say.
犹太人以色列人个因阿咪讲，一个人要悔改个，因唔是讲悔改啊。
For the Israelites, they don't use the word repent.
因是讲一个人是歪头个。
They say someone has turned around.
可能亲像一个人是咧行唔对个路。
It's almost as if he's walking down the wrong path.
所以伊发现到伊咧行是唔对的方向。
He discovered he's on the wrong path.
所以伊就歪头看到迄条对的路。
He turned around to go to the right path.
所以伊就要按照迄条的路去行。
And that is the path he should take.
所以伊就歪头啊。
So he turns around.
但是摩西跟以色列人讲啊。
But Moses told the Israelites.
伊讲恁是硬着暗棍的人。
You are stiff-necked people.
是硬着暗棍的人，兼有法能歪头。
Can someone so stiff-necked really turn around?
欠差咱中间有时阵，不经验着咱咧困的时阵，枕头得夹尿落去。
Maybe some of us have experienced having a stiff neck before.
早起起来啊，感觉怎样
？How does it feel when you wake up with a stiff neck?
颔骨痛，兼是。
Your neck hurts.
所以人来咧叫你的时阵。
And when someone taps you on the side,
你无法能歪头去看迄个人。
You can't just only turn your head.We can't turn only the head. And so the whole body has to turn. Like a transformer. Like the top part of a transformer turning around. We would be like a robot. Because we cannot turn. Moses told the Israelites.You are a stiff-necked people. It doesn't mean that they can't turn. They can't repent.
So, it is just saying
that Moses is saying that you by yourself can't really change.
And
we can only do it by God's grace. We are blessed by God.But why are we blessed by God? Because He is gracious. That is the truth that James surely must know. James definitely knows this.
So he cannot believe that a person is saved because he is relying on good works to be saved.
So James knows that people are not saved by works.
But why does James say that?
So why then would he say that faith needs to have work? Because he's actually differentiating between two kinds of faith. Faith that doesn't show in works. And faith that does. I will share a short testimony with you. 2 weeks ago, I was in great sadness.You know why? Because my fish died. I bought my fish 3 years ago. He was this small then. Like my pinky. Only the size of my pinky. And after 3 years, she's already this big. I love my fish.So 2 weeks ago, I saw my fish. It was inside the tank with an oxygen pump. The pump had stopped. I think it stopped Monday or Tuesday. And I haven't had the chance to replace it. Even though I knew in my head that I needed to replace that part, that's what I believed. But that's not what I did. And what happened?
My
fish died. I bought 4 fish originally. I've lost the other 3 in the past 3 years. It's the only one left, and I've taken such good care of it. I've taken care of it until it's so big. And every time I go home and I'm tired, I get a chair and I sit in front of the fishbowl. I watch it swim back and forth. And some people are smiling because they know what I'm talking about. You know when you're feeling very tired? And you have fish in your house? You sit in front of the fish. You watch them go back and forth. Then suddenly you feel a little better. Nowadays I don't have a fish anymore. The fish bowl is empty. And there's no source of relaxation anymore. And why is that? Because even though I knew the water pump needed changing, I didn't act upon it. To have faith without works results in dead fish. In the same way, James says that if we have faith, we ought to show it through our works. Let's look on and look at verse 20 to 26. You see here that James illustrated using Abraham. He said that Abraham had faith. But his faith was seen through his works. Because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son to God. You know when you look at Romans chapter 4, we see that Paul also referred to the story of Abraham. But when Paul used this story, Paul was trying to answer another question. At that time, people were asking Paul if someone would be saved only if he kept the law. And Paul replied by saying, look at Abraham. There was still no law at that time. But that he was counted as righteous. Why? Because of his faith in God. So Paul is saying that it was because of his faith that Abraham was considered righteous. And he was responding to the question of another thing. But James, on the other hand, was facing another question. What was the question James was answering? He was responding to the question that we see in verse 14. It says, verse 14 says, if someone says that faith does not need works, Can that faith be enough? That's the kind of question James was answering. And so James used the same story to respond. Look at Abraham. He had faith. And his faith was seen in his works.
So we can see that Paul and Abraham,
and so we see that there was nothing contrary about what Paul was saying and what James was saying. It might look like they're saying different things. But it sounds different only because they're responding to different questions. Paul was responding to one question. James was responding to another. It's
有通得救呢
？James wasn't responding to whether or not we can be saved through works.
其实雅各无法能无可能安尼相信。
James couldn't have believed that, right?
雅各第四相信自己人得救是靠着上帝恩典。
We know for sure that James knew we were saved by faith.
但是问题呢
？But the problem?
是咱的信到底有行为的信，还是无行为
？Is what kind of faith we are showing?
所以我问恁一个问题，兄弟姊妹。
And so I'll ask you a question, brothers and sisters.
恁有信无？
Do you have faith?
但是咱的信讲是有行为的信，还是无行为的信
？But does our faith have works?
求上帝帮助咱啊
！May the Lord help us.
咱来祈祷。
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord.That by your grace, we can be saved through faith alone. And we pray, Lord, that whatever it is we do, that we would reflect the faith that is in our hearts for you, that our works may be consistent with what we say we believe. We pray all this in Jesus' name.